Hey, this is Melissa Bartell, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you are listening to Tales from the Tub.
I only touched your love when the tips of my fingers tried to clutch your love. I'm sick of this soap in a bathtub, love. I need something to hold.
It's Holidailies at the Bathtub Mermaid. That means I'm sharing the post I'm writing for the Holidailies project, which you can find at www.holidailies.org. Today is the entry for December 12th, 2014. It's Friday, and I wish I'd learned to play guitar. I've always wanted one of those fantasy Christmases with real pine trees and snow outside, just enough to make everyone stay put, but not enough to be dangerous. The kind of holiday where conversations overlap and someone brings out a guitar and maybe the power doesn't actually go out, but no one even considers turning on a television or radio and everything is lit by candlelight. I've come close to having one once when I was 11 and we just moved to California, but I was too young then to really appreciate it. And I'm fairly certain that the image in my head is a memory wrapped in gauze and viewed through a soft filter. Possibly there's even Vaseline on the lens so that the details remain comfortably blurry. The reality is that while our family Christmases are always warm and cozy, none of us actually plays the guitar, and my mother sings with great enthusiasm and a love of music, but absolutely zero sense of pitch. I wanted to learn guitar during this last year, 2014, and ended up learning how to produce slightly better podcasts instead. Well, I guess any new skill is a good thing, and you can't learn guitar without owning a guitar. Why am I never the person who is gifted with a guitar in lessons? Why doesn't anyone ever believe me when I tell them it's what I want? Well, I want a piano, too, but guitars are much less expensive and portable, and then there's the eternal discussion that my husband and I always have. Fuzzy wants an electronic keyboard that can interface with our computers, which is absurd because neither of us are composers. I would prefer something with real wire and real wood and hammers that strike the strings And it feels weird not to be involved in any Christmas activities at home this year. We skipped our annual trek across town to see lessons and carols because I wasn't feeling well enough to enjoy it. There is another church doing their version this weekend, but we're supposed to get massive rain on Sunday, and while I trust Fuzzy's driving no matter the weather, I do not trust the other people on the roads here. Like Californians, Texans tend to treat every rainstorm as if it's a surprise. Last year, even though we didn't go anywhere, we at least went to Midnight Mass. I love Midnight Mass. I love the candlelit church and the sense of pine and spice. I love that we begin with at least half an hour of caroling, and I love that everyone gets to participate. Teenagers gift up with their voices and their instruments lifted in song, and the adults respond by singing along and offering loving applause. And if there are bobbles or wrong notes from these very young artists, it doesn't matter, because we're joined in community, in communion. It's very difficult to be a person who literally thinks in music, which I do, as much as I think in prose. Music and lyrics are how my mind works. Surrounded by people who aren't musical. I mean, Fuzzy's musical, but the rest of my family, not so much. I wish I were a better, more versatile musician. I wish I could create the fantasy Christmas that lives in my mind. I wish I'd learned to play the guitar. The Bathtub Mermaid Tales from the Tub is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartell and is recorded and produced using the Boss Jock iPad app. It's licensed under a Creative Commons International Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike license, which means you can share it, you can reuse it, you just have to give me credit and you can't make money from it. Music for The Bathtub Mermaid is provided by Mevio's Music Alley, a great resource for PodSafe music. The standard opening song is Soap in a Bathtub by Stony. The standard closing song is You Can Use My Bathtub by Little Tom. Additional music used for the Holidailies project is A Podcast Christmas Theme by Tom Shad and Village Song composed by David Popper and performed by Cello Journey. questions or comments, visit me at my website, www.bathtubmermaid.com, and use the comment form at the bottom of each entry. Or you can also follow me or contact me via Twitter, at Meliss, M-E-L-Y-S-S-E. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.
Steam is drifting into the night. It's cold outside. You're coming off a scary street. Come on inside. Well, I know how it feels, babe, to feel unclean. Most everybody knows to feel that stain so deep inside. Still it shows, but you can use my bathtub. Understand, you can use my bathtub. Yes, you can.